We are continuing our topic of the difference of nuschos at tefillah. And tonight we'll see how far we get, but I'd like to touch on some of the more major aspects of the difference of the nuschos. Obviously, we have a lot of different words. A lot of those al-pi soed, al-pi kabbalah, how many words to have before Shem Hashem, how many words to have between an amen and stuff. I'm not going to get into the exact nuschos, but more focus on the larger differences. Try to see if we see more halachic in nature, why the differences are. And then if we have time to touch base on what do you do if you are find yourself in a minyan that doesn't dive in your particular nusach. And third, to see if we can touch on havaras and where the difference of havaras, how do we look at havaras nowadays? Havara Swaradit, Havara Ashkenazi, and Havara Chassidit, as they would say. Chassidus, is that a real Havara or not? And is there a halachic difference? Let's begin. Again, we started the last year, talking about Nusach Sfard, that the Magen Avraham brought down that Arizal, that the Yud Beis Sha'arma connected the Yud Beis Shvatim, and each Shevet had its own minhag, a tefillah, and everything is really based upon Mesorah and Minhagim. It's interesting, though, I did come across that it's very likely the Baal Shem Tov didn't daven what's referred to as Nusach Sfard. Again, he only had some of the Kisvei Arizal probably at that time. But he davened probably more on Nusach Ashkenaz, more just some slight additions, but not changing things out of order or not. That's a little bit unclear. But whatever Nusach you go with, there's a lot of, you don't say one's Alpi Pshat, one's Alpi Kabbalah, they're all Alpi Kabbalah, really. And again, if you're Nusach Sfar, even Nusach Ashkenaz. So the first topic I want to talk about, which Barry requested, and that was V'yatzmach Perkonev Yikar Mishichti. Why is that found only in the Kaddish of Nusach Sfar, Nusach Sfaradi, and not in the Nusach of Ashkenaz? What is the Makor for such a thing? What's the earliest Siddur that it's found in? Why don't Ashkenazim want to daven for Mashiach? Why not put it in there? Even though we all agree, Lasid Lavo, it's not going to be there. But for right now, the question is, why don't Ashkenazim put it in there? So the truth is, Kaddish in general finds itself referenced in Chazal very lightly. The Gemara in Shabbos, where it's Kol Ha'ina Amen Yehesh Rabbah Mevarach B'chol Koyechai Koron L'Gzar Dinai. The Midrashim talk about Rabbi Kiva tried to help someone have an Ilan Neshama, and he taught the son how to say Baruch Hu in Kaddish. And the earliest Siddur we spoke about was Rav Amram Goyen, was the earliest Siddur that we know about, that did not have Yatzmach Perkonev Yikar Mashichei. But 100 years later, we had Rav Saida Goyen Siddur, and that did have Yatzmach Perkonev Yikar Mashichei. Something a little different, that Yatzmach Perkonev Yikar Mashichei Yeshua, something like that. So the Makar to have either one stems from the earliest Sidurim, which actually were both the precursor to Nusach Sfard. So why don't Ashkenazim have it in there? So the Aruch HaShulchan, who is a source for a lot of understanding of these Nuschai Atfila differences, we'll touch on a number of times, Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Nun Vav says, very simply, that Be'amiras v'yamlich malchusei memela duhu bias ha-mashiach kamuvon. But the Ashkenazim do include it, and it's in the reference of v'yamlich malchusei. And that is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Machlus should be revealed. And that, of course, is Bias HaMashiach. But there is another maybe more fundamental reason, and this gives a more elaboration of Nusach Ashkenaz in general, and that might fall under the heading of Kol HaYeser Kenotel Domi, that sometimes you find that adding, in effect, detracts. And it seems that Ashkenazim didn't want to take the focus off what Kaddish was. And Kaddish being a Davar Shebekdusha, God is being something that you are praising Hashem's name, left out all other references of tefillah that would benefit ourselves. We don't daven for parnasa, we don't daven for refuah, as the Nusach Sfaradi does. And that being said, we also don't daven for Mashiach for ourselves. We're only davening for the Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it becomes a focus, maybe preserving the basic and essential theme of Kaddish was probably more in tune with why the Ashkenazim did not change or were hesitant to add in any other tefillahs, even B'yatzmach Perkonev Yikar Mashiach. As Aruch HaShulchan said, it is included in V'yamlech Malchusei. Now, Kedusha, we find numerous differences in Kedusha. The Torah already brings down in Kuf Chaf Hei the difference in Nuschos of Kedusha. Some say it was actually based on the Haftarah. In this past week's parasha, talk about the Knafayim, the Gemara in Chagiga. Up you say that there's the how many Knafayim the Malachim are using now. Was it Nismayr or not? It would depend if you would be comfortable using the Nusach HaSfard or not. But going out Peep Shat, we can jump to Kedushas Keser. And just two interesting ha'aras I found on Kedushas Keser. First of all, why don't the Ashkazma say Kedushas Keser, even though the Rama refers to it? The Rama talks about it, for example, taking off your tefillin by Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because it's man of Kedushas Keser, but we don't say it. And the Aruch HaShulchan, again, the Aruch HaShulchan Reish Pei Vav says, V'ashkenazim oimim na'aritzach, we're talking about on Shabbos over here, L'fi she'soivrim she'kedushas keser, the Ashkazma hold, that Kedushas Keser ain chutz la'aretz re'uyullah. It's not fit to be said. It's such a halig tefillah. It's not fit to be said in Chutz La'aretz, and that's where Ashkenaz really developed. And therefore, they didn't include nusach, the nusach of Keser in their tefillah. Now, what is interesting, though, which always bothered me, is that the nusach Sfard says Keser by Rosh Chodesh on by Musaf Rosh Chodesh. So, l'kol ha'pachas to Ashkenazim to say the Kedusha of Na'aretzcha. We shouldn't say the Kedusha we say at Musaf of Shabbos. We're not going to say Keser. At least let us import our Musaf Kedusha. How come we don't use our Musaf Kedusha by the Musaf Rosh Chodesh? So I found the Levush says a very interesting pshat. Levush says the reason we don't, he gives two reasons. One is that because it's not a Yontif Gomer. Okay. But he says another time, he says, nearly Taima, Levisha Derech Shle Yispal Rosh Chodesh Tfilos Musaf Beboiker Koidim Gimel Shos Shel Hayoyim. We usually daven Rosh Chodesh Musaf in the first 3 hours of the day. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Beis that the first 3 hours of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is not fully revealed yet. He's Yeshev Isaac B'Teira, he's Danis Kol Ha'olam, but his Malchus isn't fully revealed till after the third hour. So he says it's not proper to say the Kedusha of that we normally would say at Musaf, which is said after the third hour, which represents the full Malei Kol Ha'aretz Kvodoi, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus is expressed over the whole world until it's revealed, and that's not revealed to the third hour, and therefore the minhag of Ashkenaz was not to reference the higher levels of Kedusha, which is reserved for a Musaf, until the third hour. So Rosh Chodesh Musaf, which is not only said after the third hour, we refrained from adding that higher level of Kedusha. So that was two interesting arts on Kedusha. But the topic that the most ink is spilled when it comes to the different Nuschos is what comes first, Hoidu or Baruch Sha'amar. So we mentioned last week the Maram Shik and the Mincha Soloza, the Munkacher, each took jabs at each other, so to say, about this topic. The Maram Shik said, Al Pi Kabbalah, maybe why the Nusach Sfard says Hoidu first, but he ends off saying, Aval Al Pi Din Eino Nochan. It's improper to say Hoidu before Baruch Sha'amar, and his reason is the Osir Leimar HaMizmorim Koidem Bechas Baruch Sha'amar. Don't say Mizmorim Tehillim before Baruch Sha'amar. The Baruch Sha'amar Veishtabach Hem Shtei Brachas of Psukin Zimra, and you're supposed to include all the Psukin Zimra within these two brachas. You have Baruch Sha'amar and you have Ishtabach. Now the Minchas Alazar writes back, he says, well, what's the Ashkenazim going to say to Mizmor Shir? Mizmor Shir, Chonukas Abayis LaDavid, they say before Baruch Sha'amar. So what are they going to say? The Mizmor Shir is not the critical part of Psukin Zimra. Not Psukin Zimra. So he said, it's not Psukin Zimra. Hoidu also is not Psukah de Zimra. We're going to explain this shortly, hoppefully. But he doesn't tell you why. He just says, Hoidu is not part of Psukah de Zimra. And he says, not just that, if it's not part of Psukah de Zimra, it's a hefsek between the Baruch Sha'amar and the Haskola of Psukah de Zimra. That's what the Minchas Alazar says. So let's explain a little bit, Mora Me'al Pi Pshat, where Hoidu finds itself, where Mizmor Shir finds itself. And why is Hoidu the issue over here? What about the rest of Psukah de Zimra? Why is that taken out? So the truth is, there's two reasons why that I found why Nusach Svard leaves Hoidu out of the Psukah de Zimra. And very interestingly, the two reasons combine with each other to really to connect a lot of parts of tefillah together. The Kloizenberger has a tshuva, the Divrei Yatziv in Likutim, Nashmatu, Simon Yud Ches, a very fascinating tshuva. And he says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, that Arav Yosi Yechalk Migoyim Yehalo B'choyoyim, that he should have such a schus because he was able to say Psukah de Zimra every day. And he says, the way it used to work is that people were able to dive into tefillah, even to the madregas of the levels of Kriyashma and Shemana Esrei right away. But once Nismatu Alevavos or Nechoshu Adoyrus, over time, they couldn't have so much Kavanos. They needed to build themselves up. And that was the institution of Psukah de Zimra. He says, and over time, they realized they couldn't even get into Psukah de Zimra right away, so they needed to say Karbanos. He said, when the Baal Shem Tov came around, and he wanted to raise up the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, so he realized that Klal Yisrael, even before they got to Baruch Sha'amar, needed an Aliyah. They couldn't even get to Baruch Sha'amar. And that's what the Psukah of Hoidu for. Hoidu are there to elevate the Levavos, so that we should be kind of raise ourselves up to be able to get to even to Baruch Sha'amar. And in the way the other Svarim write it, is that, you know, Psukah de Zimra, or Psukim of Zimra, which is pruning, we're cutting away the klipos that are preventing us from our tefillos from going up. So the Svarim explained that there's a lot of, that Hoidu is not the essence part of Psukah de Zimra. And Rabbi Yosi is referring to Ashrei and On, which everyone agrees, actually, that Ashrei and On is the Ikra part of Psukah de Zimra. But therefore, they felt that you have to prune, we have to do these Zimras even before the actual Psukah de Zimra. So the whole Hoidu is a Hakdama to Baruch Sha'amar. In order to be able to say Baruch Sha'amar with proper Kavana, I have to say Hoidu first. So that is the first major reason. It's interesting, the Sanzer Rav, one of the Sanzer Rebbes, would not be mafsik from Hoidu until Baruch Sha'amar, because he felt this is just a Hakdama to Baruch Sha'amar, so he couldn't stop. He wouldn't even say, the Nusach people say is that Arayni Mezamen to Hoidu Zbi. He said, that's the whole Hoidu is Arayni Mezamen. So he wouldn't even say that. But that's one aspect of Hoidu there is to be a Hakdama to Baruch Sha'amar. The Ben Ish Chai points out that there's another reason. It seems to be a little bit the opposite. But in truth is, he says, Hoidu is not just a Hakdama to Baruch Sha'amar. Hoidu is the Soif Amiras HaKarbonos. And to give a little background of where Hoidu, this is according to everybody, how Hoidu found itself in Psukah de Zimra, is because the whole story of the Aron being captured by the Plishtim, and eventually it gets sent back to Beit Shemesh, it's there for a while, and it's not treated with proper respect, and it goes to Kiryas Yeorim, where Avinodov has it. And then 20 years later, David decides he wants to bring it to Yerushalayim, and that's the whole story with Avinadav's son, Uzzah, tries to grab it, and he dies, so it's put aside for a couple more months to Oved, Edoim, and then he decides to bring it to Yerushalayim, and he brings in Asaf. You have all these Mizmor L'Asaf, those Tehillim, Asaf comes in, and he says these beautiful psukim to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for allowing the Aron to finally reach the Beis HaMikdash. And those are the psukim and Divrei Hayomim of Hoidu that we say in every morning in Psukah de Zimra. So for 43 years later, Shlomo had it said every day, the first 15 psukim were said by the Korban Tamid, and the next 14 psukim were said by the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So Korban Tamid Shel Baiker and Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So these psukim really encapsulated the Shevach Vadot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing the Aron to reach the Beis HaMikdash. They were tied into the Korban Tamid. So says the Ben Ish Chai, they are the Seif of Karbonos. And that's why the Sefer Seder HaYoyim says a person shouldn't say Karbonos at home and then come to davening and start Hoidu. Because in truth is, Hoidu is the Seif HaKarbonos. So it's a one long connection now. You have Karbonos, that the pinnacle of that is Hoidu and the thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, that is the precursor to Baruch Sha'amar, which leads you into the rest of Psukah de Zimra. So that's how Nusach Sfarad leaves Hoidu out. And even according to the Ashkenazim, it comes out that Hoidu was not part of the original Takana. Hoidu was a later Takana added into Psukah de Zimra, but The Paiskim felt that it should be included in the brachas. There's no reason it should be left out of the brachas of Baruch Shamar, and therefore they put Hoidu into Baruch Shamar. And we'll see when we get to the end of some tshuvas about what to do when you're davening a different nusach. It seems like this is not the biggest hakpada, even for nusach Sfarad to engage like nusach Ashkenaz. This was not one of the bigger ideas, that they have more hakpadas in some other parts of tefillah. So that is the Hoidu and Baruch Sha'amar, if it's the Hashlamat or Karbonis, the Haskalah of Baruch Sha'amar, or if it's included in to regular Pesukah de Zimra. But everyone agrees that Mizmor Shir was added much later. And Mizmor Shir could be that it is, according to the Ashkenazim, that's the pinnacle of Karbonis. Because now you think Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Chanukah Sabayis. The what about Pesukah de Zimra of Shabbos? There's all these other kapitlach also, which are said beforehand. So where do those fit into the place? So on one hand, you can say that on Shabbos has a greater need for, there's a greater kedusha, there's a greater kitrug, you need more psukim to say before you get to Baruch Shamar. That's some of the pshat that I've seen. Another thing is interesting, it could be based on a girsa in the Zohar. The Zohar has two different girsas. If who was masakin those other kapitloch to say on Shabbos morning? Was it Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? And if so, like the Ashkenazim, you include that in Baruch Sha'amar and Ishtabach? Or was it the later Tanoim, what's called the Skinu Chavroi, and that's what the Arizal held, and therefore that was added later on, and that's not included in the between Baruch Sha'amar and Ishtabach. The next big distinction we have in how we interact between the Nuschos is we find by Tachanun. We find that the Pesukim of Yehurachum, as opposed to Nefilas Sapayim, there's a difference of which one comes first. So what's the pshat? Why would you have a difference of Yehurachum versus Nefilas Sapayim? In regards to Vidui, that's based up here, the Zohar and Parshas Pekudei, the Arizal brings down that a person should mizvada to say Yigal Mizarachum before Nefilas Sapayim. Okay, that's up here. So the Ashkenazim don't do it. But what about this difference between which one comes first? So everyone agrees that Tachanun should be said immediately after Shemoneh Esrei without a hefsek. It's based on the Gemara. It talks about that the Elizabeth ben Hyrcanus had akpad against Rabbi Gamliel. His wife, Elizabeth ben Hyrcanus' wife, was Gamliel's sister, and she made sure that Elizabeth ben Hyrcanus never said Tachanun immediately after Shemoneh Esrei. And one time she missed out, and he said it, and that was the demise of Gamliel. So we see that the koyach of Tachanun comes only when it's immediately after Shemoneh Esrei. So I saw a fascinating pshat, a fascinating mahalach, that the Beis Yosef brings down from the Amri Abuav that v'hu rachum should be said bekol ram. Should be standing up and you should say it very loud. Where did v'hu rachum come from? The Chazal tell us that it was the three zakenim who went through their shmad and they fasted. And because of that Yeshua, they were zoicha to these psukim, b'hu rachum, which added to our tefillas. It's really three sections included in there. But b'hu rachum is said, b'kol ram, ma'umad, says the Beis Yosef, I'm not telling you passings in Shulchan Aruch, mechar passings kuf lamed dalet, do'urmi mo'yisoy b'kol ram. It's interesting, the Ramah says that min haginu loymar soy b'lachash. Fascinating machlekes, the Ramah and the mechaber, should b'hu rachum be said loud, or should it say b'lachash? So it could be that, and there's other references also, that the Ramah is holding that the Pesukim V'hu Rachum is a continuation of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why it said Belachash. There's also three sections of 18 Azkaras of Shem Hashem in there, according to different Nuschos. Also references the 18 Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. While the Mechaber holds that it's not a continuation of Shemoneh Esrei, it's a different part of Tefillah, it's a part of Tachanun, and therefore you say B'kol Ram, you're going to say it out loud. But that could lend itself into understanding which one comes first. Because the Ramah is holding, it's kind of an extension to Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, those psukim should be said, v'hu rachum, should be said right after Shemoneh Esrei. I say standing up, I say it quietly, and I mention Hashem's name in commensurate amount of brachas I made in Shemoneh Esrei. Because it's another somehow, you're holding on the madrega of Shemoneh Esrei somewhat. And therefore, the Ramah is saying it, say it quietly. And that's why the Ashkenazim could be reason why they say it right after Shemoneh Esrei before they say Nefilas Sapayim. I'm thinking that according to the Mechaber, and Sefard, So they don't hold that it's part of the Shemini Esrei. It's something else. It's something different. And therefore, really, you're supposed to keep Nefilas Apayim connected to the Shemini Esrei as long as close as possible. So the best to do is do Nefilas Apayim right away. And then you're going to say these psukim, which are another madrega of tefillah of Tachanun Vohu Racham. What's interesting is that we don't say Kaddish. Usually we say Kaddish to always break up different parts of tefillah. And we don't say Kaddish until after Tachanun. So Tachanun is definitely connected to Shemoneh Esrei. But according to the Ashkenazim, the Vohu Racham is more connected to the Shemoneh Esrei itself. And according to the Nusach Svar, not necessarily so. And therefore, the Nefilah Sapayim, which is critical to be connected, is said first. What about the Shir Shel Yoyim and Aleinu? There also we have a difference of which one comes first. So it's a shaila what Shir Shel Yoyim is really doing. Is it a continuation of Tefillah, and therefore Aleinu should always be at the end of Tefillah? Or is the Shir Shel Yoyim is just like a Zeichel L'Churban? That we say at the end, it's not really the essence of tefillah, and therefore we already said aleinu, but now we make a zeichel l'churban, and we say shir shel yoyim. What's more fascinating is interesting is why does nusach svar say the shir shel yoyim when there's a musaf after shachris, and the Ashkenazim say it after musaf. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Kuf Lamed Gimel, he's matmiya, he's questioning the Ashkenazim's minhag. He said that the way it worked is that the day you had Musaf, the Levim would say the Shir of Shachris after the Tamid Shel Shachar. And they would say the Shir of Musaf after Musaf. So he says, the Minach Svarim, he says, Venachonu. That seems to make much more sense. You're going to say the Shir Shel Yoyim, which is a connected the Tefillah of Shachris. You're going to say it after Shachris. Why would you wait till after Musaf? Venachonu, Loinogu, again, he says, the Hashem don't do it. We say it after Musaf. But he says, but who Pella? Amai said it's a Pella. He's not sure where it. Where this minhag came from. So, and he ends up with Tzorchi and Godel. Very interesting. I did find for Shabbos, though, there could be a reason why. And that is the Afni Yeshba brings down that Shabbos, the Mizmor Shir that we say Liyom HaShabbos in Pesuka de Zimra, could be that's the actual Shir Shel Yom. And the only reason we say it at the end of davening is like a Zecher or a Loi Plug that we say every day after davening, the Shir Shel Yom. Because I think Nusach Sfaradi doesn't say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos at the end of davening for that reason. The Sfaradim don't say it because they say, well, you already said it. We said it in Shachris. You have to say it again. So the Ashkenazim really were holding on to that one as the Iker. And we're saying it at the end of davening just as kind of a loy plug. It doesn't help for Shchedesh, Chol HaMoed. It doesn't help those days. We don't say it till afterwards. But the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't have an answer why the Ashkenazim say it at that unique time. The baruchos that the Nusach Svar says extra baruchos at the end of tefillah. So those are, let's say, for Shabbos, for example, they said the baruch at the end of tefillah. Al pisoy, there's another level of Nesham Yisair, which is added on with that baruch. That's how they explain it. I don't know what that means. But it could be that these baruchos add different aspects of Kedusha that they hold that is not included in the first baruch. I didn't research this as much. I'm just mentioning a story I heard about Kagavna. That Chavrusa told me. Well, see, Ramesha was Ramesha's shita about davening a different nusach when you're different shul. So he davened more like that nusach. Ramesha was older. He davened Friday night in his building. I think it was. He couldn't walk to yeshiva, and he would daven, and they would give him a nusach svart sitter, and he would daven a nusach svart. But when we got to Kagavna, they brought him over a nusach Ashkenaz sitter to say b'meir ben Likin. That Ramesha held that Kagavna was a minhag toz. He held the whole minhag, even though he would normally follow Nusach Sfar, but he felt Kagavna was incorrect. But I did see that those who say Kagavna, the reason they say Mizmer LeDavid afterwards is because they didn't say B'mei Medlikin, and somehow that fulfills that takana of B'mei Medlikin somehow. That's why they add Mizmer LeDavid. But okay, what to do when you find yourself in a... and they show that Davin's a different minig as you. So I'll start with Avigdor Miller. Avigdor Miller, in Torah's Avigdor, I'm going to quote him like this. He says, let's say you daven in Nusach Ashkenaz place and it's Monday or Thursday. So don't do the same thing you do in the Nusach Sfar place. Don't fall Tachanun right away after Chazar Sashatz. Say Behu Racham with the people and fall Tachanun along with them. The man who falls Tachanun before Behu Racham Monday and Thursday is a Mechutzuf. He has no Derech Eretz. The same as if you daven Nusach Sfar Minyan, it's Monday and Thursday, and they fall Tachem before Rebbe Achim, do it along with them. The Mechutzav who comes into a Litvish Shul and he says, V'yasma Purkona, he deserves to get a patch. Don't do it, but he deserves it. He's a Mechutzav. Because what would happen if he went to Chassidish Minyan and left out the Yatzvuch Purkona, he would get one. So Victor Miller was very makbet, you're not Mashana the Minag where you are. Do like everybody else. But let's go through the Paiskim, see over here if we can find some nuances of how you should act. So Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva. Rav Moshe says that anything that's a davarish tzarech davka tzibur, that needs a tzibur for it, such as kedusha, then you must say that like the nusach shel hatzibur. And Rav Moshe, that includes not just kadosh, 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 that includes the whole nusach of the kedusha is part of that, that was the kedusha, even though they're not mehakav. You should say everything like the place where you're davening. And he says, a person who davens, what are the tefillah balachash? So Moshe here says, you could daven tefillah balachash like you're comfortable with. The nusach Ashkenaz, the nusach Sfarad, I could say nusach Ashkenaz. But what about Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriyashma? What about those? So Moshe says, yesh lei stapik. He's not sure. If you're allowed to say the way you're normally comfortable saying, or the place where you're davening. And he says that... you're worried over here that maybe you're going to come to start saying it out loud. You're not used to saying it all belachash. You start saying it out loud, and Moshe said that was improper to say your nusach out loud for other people to hear. If you're down the shul, down's a different nusach. He ends up saying mistabrish yesh lahokel kashir belachash. Make sure to say it quietly. There's room to say that you could be makel to say these parts of tefillah, psukei dezimra, and birchas kriyashma according to your nusach. He says, therefore, if it's hard for you to change from your hergel, then you can do it. But he says, if you're able to do it like that nusach of the place you're davening, it's better to daven even those parts, like the nusach where you're davening. But again, if you're going to nisbabel, then you could do like the other ones. But for sure, anything that's said out loud or anything that needs a minyan, then you for sure have said like the minyan that you are at. He does have another tshuva. He says, if you're davening for the omer, Moshe has a fascinating tshuva. If you're down for the oven in a place where it's not your nusach, then your tefillah belachash should be said in the nusach of the makam. Because the whole tefillah belachash of the person who's the shatz is just the lahazdir tefillosi, just to prepare for his tefillah he's going to say out loud. And therefore, Moshe says that tefillah, if you're an Ashkenazi davening nusach svard, your shtilish penesse should be in svard as a preparation for your chazaras shatz. We'll see those who don't agree. And Amish says, for sure, if you're davening a place when it comes to Tachanun, the person should say that you give a midos. If he's davening a place that says you go midos, and not say it if you're not, he said maybe you could say that you go midos just the clapping al chait without, don't use your hand. Just say it in a way that nobody will notice that you're standing for a few extra minutes, but don't clap. I did see that Isha Yisrael brings down from Aviashim, from Shlomo Zalman, and more of it's like a shtibul place where I guess they're not so makbid in general. Then there's more room to be makel in some of these hakodas, as opposed to a shul that's davening only a certain way. But the svardim, and this we got to glean a little bit of a glimpse of what their hakodas are. I want to go through just two tshuvas quickly. One's from Levi Yosef, and then a more elaborated one from Yaakov Moshe Hillel. They're both asked a similar shiloh. What happened? There was a svardi who was davening for the Amid, he was an Ovel. And he wants to daven by the, someone who's a minyan, he wants to daven by the Ashkenazim. So he asked Ravad Yosef, what should he do? Ravad Yosef said, here's your option. You go to the shul. If you can convince everyone to daven Nusach Svardi, then Gesundheit, then daven for the Amud. But to go there to daven Nusach Ashkenaz, he says that you shouldn't. But he had no problem influencing everyone else to daven Nusach Svardi. Rabbi Yaakov Avishim Hillel was asked by his bachur also, who's davening in yeshiva in an Ashkenazi yeshiva, what should he do? He's an avo shana for his father, and he's about dying for the omer. So Yaakov Avishim Hillel says like this. He says, first of all, by the Sephardim, we're not so makbid to get the omer, even though it's an ilan neshama, but we're more makbid that the shul should have someone who davens who is who's marutza to the kal. I heard also Rabbi Moshe Feinstein didn't daven for the omer on his yortzeit, because he felt he davened too slow, even for his own yeshiva. But then he goes on to explain. He says, Lemaisa davening nusach ari or nusach svaradi, we hold as misakin and the ulamas, however it works, and therefore maybe you'll gain more by davening your nusach than davening for the Amud. Even though Ashkenazim also has a yisoid of shorish lamala, then here he explains, says the Baruch Shamar and the Hoidu. He goes, I don't have such, you know, we don't have such a hakpada on that. Ari's already explained to us that that's not leikuva. They both have, we explained also different reasons, but al pisoy, they both have reasons, and therefore you can do either way. That one I'm not so worried about. And therefore he says, daven for the Amud, you can daven mincha, you can daven mariv, and you can daven shachris. But he says, but where you have to stop is Asher Vilatzion. Because you cannot say the way the Ashkenazim have Asher Vilatzion until the end and say the Mizmor Shir Shayom before Aleinu. That, he says, that was like a Yagval Yavar. That much you can't do. Aleinu has to be the end. So he says, if you're going to daven Mishachris, then I will tell you just to daven it until that point, but not to go on. He says, what do you do in the Shtilah Shmanaseh? So he quotes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said to daven, like the Nusach you're about to say out loud. And he says, he doesn't think you have to. Ein Dvar Mukhrochem, he writes about Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a Chiddush, and how he learns up that Gemara. But especially if you have a Sidurim nowadays, he says you don't have to. The only thing, Ha'ara, which is interesting, is that you're davening, you're about to daven out loud a Nusach that you're not comfortable with. So it seemed like the best thing to do is to practice it. But, okay, that's, so he says you don't have to. That was his Shita. And now what do you do about Kaddish? So he says that the way he deals with Kaddish is that he does not change his Nusach of Kaddish. He just says the Yatzbach Perkonei, or all the additions of the tefillos over there, he says it very quickly, and he says it under his breath, when he davened in Nusach Ashkenazim. He actually wrote this true while he was still also in Avelis. He says, I won't change my Nusach, but I'll say B'Sofa Rafa, and this way nobody will notice that I'm saying it, and if I say it quick enough, you know, I'll say Amen, everyone will be at the same time. But it's interesting, it's kedai to say that, even where people won't hear it, those parts of the Kaddish, that it somehow helps. I don't know, I thought Kaddish had to be said out loud, make sure the people have to hear it. But that's what he says. And he's making, and that's what he advises this person to do. And then he ends up saying, but don't change your Havara. Make sure you're Mavata like a Sfaradi, and don't change your Havara to Nusach Ashkenaz. He says that you can't do. So I wanted to bring down just this, a couple of Havaras here and a few minutes left about Ishinu Havaras. It's interesting. What, in which case? It seems like you could add it to daven with them. It's better than to leave it out. It sounds like that will stand out more. So, but when the problem is when they come to you, they shouldn't say it either. But that you don't find that often. But that's the way Moshe seems to say, clearly. So the two Havaras we have is the two milas in each, the mila in each Havara, and Havara Svaradit, you have the difference between the Ayin and the Aleph, and the Havara Ashkenazit, we have the difference between the Tnuos, you have the Kamatz and Chulam and Dagash, Rafa, that you don't have so much in Nusach Svaradit. So Moshe has a fascinating tshuva. He wants to know if a person can change his Havara or not. This appears in our Chaim and Chelek Gimel Siman Hey, and the Moshe says, "Vade ein l'shtanos mihavara shel avosenu, sheikorim b'havara zu alpei shanim." You shouldn't change our havara. We've had havaras for thousands of years, and a person shouldn't go from havara Ashkenazot to havara Svaradit. We shouldn't change it. He says, "It's true that there's got to be one right havara," and it's also true, it doesn't make sense that everyone had the same Havara when they were left into the Churban. You had people at different Shvatim, different places, and the Havaras changed, and the Havaras of Lita, and the Havaras of Poland, and Hungary, right? They're all Ashkenazi, but they definitely changed over time. To say that Svardi is the correct one, this is not, he said, Lemaisa Roiv Klai Sol is Ashkenazi. So it's hard to say that they're incorrect. And what do you say about all the Chalitzas? Chalitzas have to be said exactly right, And you can say chalitza that was done in Hungary is not a good chalitza for Polish. It's not a good chalitza for Spain. Rabbi says that can't be right either. It just must be that all the havaras somehow are good. And even though ideally you should daven in the proper havara, just like ideally a person should even ask his bakashas in Lashon HaKodesh, as the Shlomo points out in your tefillas, in your shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. So ideally, you should say in the right havara. Also, says our Maisha, but he says the Maisha, we don't know the right havara, and therefore all we can do is stick to what we know, stick to your havara, stick to his havara, and don't change your havara that your family has been davening for so many years. So it's interesting. We said that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel said that when you daven in a different place, don't change your havara either. But I did find from Shlomo Zalman, Nalicha Shlema, Shlomo Zalman said that if a person goes up for the Amud to get an Aliyah in the Beis Knesset of Sfaradim, he said, L'chatchili, he should say it in Havara Sfaradim because he is a Shaliach of the Tzibur. So, but the Eber, they're Yoitze, even a different Havara. He held Yoitze, but the Eber, even a different Havara for Parsha Zohar. But so L'chatchili, he should daven like that. And I saw the B'yashiv and Nissen Karelitz also said that ideally, if you could, if you're davening a place out loud, you should daven like that Havara. But not if it's going to mess you up. It's going to bother you, and you're going to get confused. So then stick to your own Havara and don't change. The Sama Rebbe, what? Ankle Akena, the reason Ashkenazi don't say it is because of Chayv Misa, if you miss one of the Pitzim HaKleiros. So Rama says we don't say it. We're rushed during the week, so we don't say it. Eretz Yisrael, the Ashkenazim do say it. Okay, why I got to add it on at the end and why not? I'm not sure. But that's the general reason why Ashkenazim stay away from Pita Makhtaris, except on Shabbos when we're more relaxed, to be careful how it's said. But I just want to end off with the Chassidus Shahavara, just a hara on that. Moshe Ingber asked me, so the Sama Rebbe, when he came to the U.S. and he saw they were giving out Shev Brachas, it used to be that the Shev Brachas all went to one. All went to the Rebbe. All seven brachas, no shalas of kibbutim over there, they all went to the Rebbe. So when he came, and he saw they were giving out, handing out the brachas to each, calling a different person for each bracha. He said, next thing that happens, you have call up one person to say the bu, and another person to say the rich. That's how much you're going to break it up, the kibbutim. So, but the havara chassidus is just to say bu rich. So is that improper? What is this havara? Where does it come from? I just want to point out from my research that I was able to find, there's no such thing as a Havara, a Hasidish Havara. These Havaras were Galitziana Havaras and so on. They were much earlier than the Baal Shem Tov himself. Maybe they more emphasized or they more maintained in the Hasidish Olam, but it wasn't a Hasidish Havara per se. It was an Ashkenazi Havara. As Ramesha said, all Havaras have Makaras. We're supposed to keep them. And therefore, hopefully, through all these different Nuschos, and all different tefillos, our tefillos shall all be all yafa, and I'd come to share for this evening. So, a good vach and a good chodesh.